From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. BP says its capped well in the Gulf still seems to be holding up just fine. NPR's Richard Harris reports company officials are hopeful they can leave it capped for the next few weeks while they work on plugging the well permanently with cement.
BP closed all the valves on its cap on Thursday and has been measuring the pressure inside the closed-in well ever since. The company says the pressure readings show no signs of trouble. Surveys of the seafloor around the well show no big leaks of oil and gas, so far, so good. But BP can't say for certain that the well deep underground is solid, and if there is a blowout deep down there, it could make it difficult or impossible to plug the well with cement. So there's ongoing discussion between BP and the government about whether to leave the well closed up and under pressure, and if so, for how long? If the well is opened up, oil will spill into the Gulf for at least 3 more days before ships on the surface can capture or burn the hydrocarbons. Richard Harris, NPR News.
At least 45 people were killed today in Iraq after a suicide bomber hit a line of anti-Al-Qaeda Sunni fighters. They were waiting to collect their paychecks. Worshippers in Pakistan were wounded after a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque. In Afghanistan, a suicide bomber killed 3 civilians near a busy market in Kabul. The violence comes just 2 days before an international conference in Kabul on the Afghan war. This morning, Vice President Joe Biden told ABC's This Week it's too early to judge whether the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan will work.
We knew it's going to be a tough slog, but I think it's much too premature to make a judgment until the military said we should look at it, which is in December.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be at Tuesday's conference on the war. Today, she made a stop in Pakistan. Meetings in Cairo today to jumpstart long-delayed peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians failed to move the sides closer. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Cairo.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas each met privately with their host, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell also met with the leaders. He and the White House are pressuring them to make progress toward direct talks, although serious stumbling blocks to peace talks remain. Netanyahu refuses to be pinned down on any conditions for negotiations to move ahead. Abbas says he will agree to direct talks if Israel agrees in principle to a Palestinian state based on the borders before the 1967 Six-Day War and the presence of an international security force. None of the leaders nor Mitchell spoke publicly about what went on at the meetings, but Egypt's foreign minister told reporters that Israel must do more to deepen Palestinian trust, like by freezing the building of settlements. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
The movie Inception is the weekend's top box office draw, pulling in more than $60 million in its opening weekend. You're listening to NPR. The United Nations is expressing concern about wealthy donor countries cutting funding to help fight HIV and AIDS because of the global recession. Today marks the start of an international gathering of some 20,000 AIDS activists, scientists, and patients in Vienna. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is praising progress made against the virus that causes AIDS, but says if governments trim budgets, that work could be jeopardized. A long shot set the pace at the British Open in St. Andrews Golf Course in Scotland today, and as Larry Miller reports, he proved uncatchable.
Making his final putt, 27-year-old South African Louis Oosthuizen cruising to victory at the 150th British Open. Oosthuizen ended 16 under par, 7 strokes ahead of Lee Westwood to take his first major title. He'd missed the cut the last 3 British Opens, but this time he overcame high winds and rain and didn't buckle under pressure.
You know, I felt like I played really well the whole week, and, you know, that was the biggest goal for me around this course, to keep calm.
Tiger Woods struggled throughout, ending 3 under par, tied for 23rd. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Today is the first Nelson Mandela International Day. The occasion was proclaimed by the United Nations as a day of public service, people trying to dedicate at least 67 minutes of service in honor of Mandela's 67 years in politics. It's also the 92nd birthday of the former South African president. Mandela spent 27 years in prison before leading his country from white minority rule to open democratic elections. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.